This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the heart of 1776. You're white male!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, January the 15th, 2017. We're getting very close to the inauguration of Donald Trump. And, of course, the Democrats are stepping up their opposition to him, as we reported on Friday. And we had Michael Snyder on the radio show. He broke down the plans that we have from people like Bill Ayers and the leader of the Communist Party and others saying that they want to create disruption. And this is a plan to create chaos, if not martial law. It's interesting that you see people on the left like Rosie O'Donnell using the term martial law. She spelled it correctly, but I don't think she understands the definition of martial law. If she did, she would not be calling for it, I don't think. But she's out there as a willing dupe for the left, for George Soros and others. I want to get back to what John Lewis is doing, because he's part of the effort now to delegitimize Donald Trump, again saying, oh, because of the Russians. No, see, the thing is, he doesn't know who to blame in various situations. If you go back and you look at the shooting that was in Orlando, what was his response to that? His response was to lead a sit-in on the House floor and say, we're going to sit here and we're going to stop all business until you bring up some gun control measures to protect us from guns. See, that wasn't the issue. The issue was that the government and the Department of Justice and the people of local law enforcement, they tried to hide the fact from us that he'd called into 9/11 and had read a Muslim prayer in Arabic using the terms Allah and so forth, or they translated as God and so forth. It was clearly a situation where you've got a terrorism event, but the way that they want to, the people they want to blame, it's not the religion of peace. No, they want to blame peaceful, law-abiding American citizens. He doesn't know who to hold responsible for these events. In the same way that now he's blaming Russia for Hillary and the DNC. Hillary's failing as a candidate. The DNC's being exposed as political hacks. See, that's where the hacking of the election came in. We found out that the DNC were political hacks who stole the election from Bernie Sanders. You want to get upset about something like that, then, you know, about somebody stealing the election, get upset with the DNC. What was exposed was the truth about these people, that they are hacks. There was no hacking of voting machines. There was nothing that needs to change cybersecurity except to get rid of any voting machines that we have to make it a paper ballot situation. But that's what they're doing. And, of course, he's not upset about the fact that national security was hacked by Russia and by every other government on earth because of Hillary Clinton's gross incompetence and criminal negligence in handling secure documents. Why aren't they upset about that? Well, okay, we know that they know better. And so it isn't just that John Lewis doesn't know who to blame in the shooting in Orlando. It isn't that he doesn't know who to blame about the documents. He blames a whistleblower, as always, rather than the people who created the crimes. And so that's the real issue. And as I pointed out before, if he really wanted to make his district better, as Donald Trump pointed out, you know, he could do things to make his district better. He's been there for 30 years. What has he done for anybody in his district or in America? Nothing. He has opposed NAFTA. He opposed the 2000 trade agreement with China. But he only opposes things like that and NSA surveillance when it's being done by Republicans for the most part. And that's what he needs to get beyond, is that rabid partisanship. And when we come back, I'm going to play you something that goes back to his position as a civil rights leader. And I think this is all very pertinent as we look at the fact that Donald Trump has been told he can't come to the Black History Museum. They don't want him there.
to celebrate Martin Luther King Day. He'll have to come some other time. Maybe after he's president, they'll have to see. That's the kind of inclusiveness we see now from civil rights leaders like John Lewis. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. And I want to continue with the story about John Lewis, because I think John Lewis is deliberately provoking this attack to be timed with Martin Luther King Day and the Black History Museum that's just recently opened in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump is going to go there to honor the contributions of people like John Lewis, who had been involved in the civil rights movement. And as I pointed out in the last segment, being involved as a freedom rider in that. And yet, he's now being told, don't come. Don't come. We don't want you here. He's trying to reach out, trying to do something, trying to honor these people, but they don't want it. And they're saying, if you criticize him for his partisan attacks against you, if you criticize and push back against John Lewis because he personally attacks you, not even attacking your policies, but attacking you, then that is over the limit. Don't even go there, said Michael Steele, former RNC head. And, of course, Ben Sasse jumping in on that as well, but most of the left. But this is all being orchestrated, and they're putting John Lewis out in front because they want to tie all of this together along with Martin Luther King Day and do that in the run-up to the election. Again, pushing. Russia did it to tie his hands in de-escalating the Cold War that Obama did, that Hillary did. Their Russian reset was a reset of the Cold War. Donald Trump wants to de-escalate these tensions, and everybody should support that. We don't want to have a war with Russia, obviously. There are people in the American government and the deep state who do, in the military-industrial complex. Leaders, the Republican and Democrat Party, people like John McCain, Lindsey Graham, they want it just like they wanted to set Syria on fire and did set Syria on fire. We're not going to let them do it to America. You can try to push people back and forth. This Democrat Party is nothing but a demagogue party that focuses on demographics. They pit one group against another, and they shift back and forth, do a quick 180 whenever it suits them. And the perfect example of this is the Southern Poverty Law Center and Morris Dees. As I pointed out, it's ironic, isn't it, that John Lewis, who became a civil rights leader mainly because of his freedom riders, and those freedom riders were attacked, their buses were burnt, people were beaten, and Morris Dees defended the Ku Klux Klan. Isn't that interesting? Can John Lewis find it within him to forgive Morris Dees? Of course he can, because they're on the same political team. And what is the thing that motivates Morris Dees to become a white savior for the civil rights movement after the civil rights movement ended? I did a report back in 2014. I called it Prophets of Hate. Kind of a pun, because the Southern Poverty Law Center is always prophesying about the dire consequences of all these hate groups, about the dire consequences of people exercising their freedom of religion if it comes to Christianity. But it's really not about prophesying of the coming of hatred and violence. No, it's really about profits, P-R-O-F-I-T-S, dollar signs. That's what motivates the Southern Poverty Law Center. And profits and power are what motivate demagogues and the Democrat Party. I want to play a little bit of a clip for you from this report that I did 2 years ago called Profits of Hate about the Southern Poverty Law Center.
It's an interesting comparison for the SPLC to make, since it got its start in the violent racist confrontations of the 60s. On May 20th, 1961, when a busload of black and white freedom riders arrived in Montgomery, Alabama, they were met with what Time magazine described as an idiot club-swinging mob of about 100. In this picture, we see SPLC founder Morris Deese's first client. The man on the ground with the camera getting kicked by Klansmen? That's not Morris Deese's client. This is Deese's client. Deese didn't defend the Freedom Riders who were viciously attacked, bloodied, and had their bus set on fire. Deese defended the KKK thug, the ringleader. And he got him off, in spite of it being widely reported, like this article in Life magazine. And Morris Deese got paid a lot of money, $5,000, which at the time was the median family income for a year. But this is what his bio on the SPLC website says. After launching a law practice in Montgomery in 1960, he won a series of groundbreaking civil rights cases. Maybe he should amend that to say that he won for the Klan, a leg-breaking case against civil rights activists. Morris Deese would have us believe that sometime after he got Klansman Claude Henley off, sometime after he cashed the check, that he decided that he would start suing the Klan for cash instead of defending the Klan for cash. Maybe it wasn't a moral epiphany, but a financial epiphany. He could make much more money doing direct mail fundraising to the public than he could suing. Criticisms of the SPLC from the left focus on how little it does other than fundraising, how much money it hoards for its endowment, and how much money it pays multimillionaire Morris Deese.
Okay, let's hold it right there. And if you want to see the rest of that report, I'll put that out. You can find it on the Alex Jones channel. It's Prophets of Hate. That's a couple of years old, so I'll put it up on my Twitter account, Libertarian, if you want to take a look at that. I'll do that after the show. But you know, here's the key. In 1996, the USA Today called the Southern Poverty Law Center the nation's richest civil rights organization with a $68 million bank account. At the time I wrote this 2 years ago, their bank account had grown to over $224 million. So, yeah, there's a lot of profits in selling hatred and selling division. And that's precisely what is being orchestrated in this coming week. You're going to see this escalating. I'm telling you, this is an orchestrated protest against Donald Trump. It is a narrative that they are creating in the run-up to the inauguration, one of racism to go along with Russia as well. But I want to take a look at some of the other things that are coming at the inauguration. Of course, we have those tolerant people at the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, now telling Donald Trump that he needs to get rid of Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, from the inaugural prayers. Now, he's going to be one of six clergymen who are going to be speaking at the January 20th inauguration. This is a report from WND. They say in a press release issued this week, CARE referred to the son of evangelist Billy Graham as a, quote, notorious Islamophobe. And they say Reverend Graham's ill-formed and extremist views are incompatible with the Constitution and with American values of religious liberty and inclusion. Really? Really? No, I would say that Islam is incompatible with the idea of religious liberty and inclusion. I would say that Islam is incompatible with the idea that we would have freedom of religion, free expression of religion that is protected in the First Amendment of the Constitution. Do you know of any theological Islamic country that is run by mullahs or by Sharia law? Do you know of any of those Islamic countries that tolerate religious plurality? No, they don't. They don't. There's not much that they tolerate from women, from homosexuals, from Christians. They got a long list of things that they don't tolerate. You see, when you go into these countries that are run, like Saudi Arabia, our closest ally, that gets so much, that contributed so much money to Hillary Clinton, when you look at those countries like Saudi Arabia, what they are doing is the antithesis of the First Amendment. They are theocracies. Sharia law and these countries that have mullahs running them are theocracies. And that's what American foreign policy has been doing, overthrowing secular governments, secular Islamic governments, like in Syria, as in Syria, to establish Sharia law, to establish caliphates. That's what ISIS is. We have been fighting on the side of ISIS, arming ISIS, avoiding bombing ISIS, dropping weapons to ISIS, turning over weapons to ISIS, not bombing the convoys of ISIS trucks, whether they're soldiers or whether they're shipping oil. No, we are on the side of those people who are against tolerance, the people who are against freedom of religion, the people who don't want any separation of church and state.
which, by the way, is not in the Constitution, but they point out in this article of WND, AWOD was linked to the Holy Land Foundation. This is CARE. Now, these are the people who say that Franklin Graham is extremist. Franklin Graham should not be allowed to lead a prayer at the inauguration. CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, says that he should be taken out by Donald Trump. Now, this guy in particular, the leader who issued this statement, as pointed out by WND, was linked to the Holy Land Foundation terror funding case by wiretaps that showed him present at a 1993 Philadelphia meeting of Hamas leaders and activists, where participants hatched a plot to disguise payments to Hamas terrorists as $12 million in charitable giving. Five of the plotters were given substantial prison sentences, and now they want Barack Obama to give these guys a pardon. See? So they don't want Billy Graham, who spoke out against hatred like this, they don't want him to even be able to lead a prayer. That's the tolerance of the left. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how the German people are excusing arson in Germany.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, January 15th, 2017. I'm David Knight. I want to get to the story that I teased at the end of the segment we just had. We've got a German court that says that synagogue torching is okay because it was meant to criticize Israel. You know, it's free speech. But then at the same time, we've now had a coalition from Angela Merkel saying we're going to really come after with some heavy penalties anybody who uses hate speech on social media. How's that for a head-wrenching contradiction? We're going to talk about that story in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I remind you that we have revived the Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative 2017. Again, this is the time of year that people start thinking about their health. It's a great time for you to set up healthy habits. And to help you do that, we have put a lot of our supplements on sale, from 10% for DNA Force to 30% off for Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, and Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine. But in this segment, since we've been talking about the terrorist event that happened in Orlando last year and the totally inappropriate reaction that John Lewis had, staging a sit-in demanding gun control, I want to talk a little bit about things that you can do to protect yourself. And let's start by talking about defense. Because, you know, we've had several Democrat legislators even try to take away people's ability to passively protect themselves with bulletproof armor, with bulletproof vests. And that is something that is coming down the pike, folks. I don't understand how in the world they're going to justify that, especially in places like Chicago, where their policies have created gun-free killing zones. That place, as we pointed out over and over again, last week we had Obama go back to Chicago and do his farewell speech. And if you look back at his legacy of 8 years, there's been about 4,000 people shot and killed in that place that has the tightest gun control of any place in the country. Why don't we see those kind of casualties in places where people are allowed to own guns? Well, you and I know the reason. The left will not admit it, but we know the reason, because people can defend themselves. And so criminals are always going to have guns, and they're going to go to places where the victims have been disarmed by the state. So those are the policies that Obama has been promoting. So to push back against that, we're selling body armor. We're even selling 80% lowers. You know, I was just talking to the crew, telling them how my daughter, when she came back from China, one of the first things we did, she was about 5 years old when we adopted her, we took her to Build-A-Bear, and we let her build that. And it really bothered me to see that slogan up there about it takes a village. You know, they paraphrased Hillary Clinton's, it takes a village. No, it doesn't take a village. It takes devoted parents to raise children, to give them the right values. It's a very dangerous thing for the government to raise your children, but that's what they always seek to do. But in spite of that, I looked at that, and it kind of put me off on that activity, but she loved it. And now she's 15 years old, just turned 15, and I think it's time for her to build AR, to build an AR. That's right. We've got 80% lowers that we're selling at InfoWars store right now. This is new special operator tested 80% lowers, now available, designed, patented, and produced in Tennessee by the respected Tennessee Arms Manufacturing Group. There's an unconditional lifetime warranty, no questions asked return policy. It uses only marine grade brass. This is something that you may not realize. It's perfectly legal for you to build your own gun. Now may be the time for my little girl to build her own gun and start learning how to use an AR-15, because AR-15s, in spite of what Joe Biden says, that is what you should be shooting, especially if you're a girl and you're having difficulty with strength issues or whatever. We showed that picture where he said, no, you need a shotgun. It's like, you know what? If you're not used to using shotguns, if you don't have a lot of upper body strength,
an AR-15 allows you to shoot without recoil, to shoot more accurately. And that's a really important thing to do when you're shooting a gun. You want to be able to shoot it accurately. So now maybe, I think, is the time for her to learn how to do that. Also, if you're not going to get a gun to protect yourself, if you're not going to go that route, at least protect yourself from bullets. This is something that even people in Chicago should be allowed to do. And we now have a patented form of carbon nanotube technology, the lightest, strongest, most flexible body armor on the market. It's only a quarter of an inch thick, but it is field-tested to stop the most powerful pistol rounds in production. Waterproof, super lightweight, made in the USA, 20-year warranty. You'll find it exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can get it anywhere from a vest all the way down to the cheapest form, which you're seeing right now on the screen, which is a rectangular with rounded edges, rectangular insert. You can put that in your backpack. You can put that in your kid's backpack so they are protected if they have to go to a gun-free killing zone, like an airport or a school that we all have to frequent, but that they've taken people's ability to protect themselves away. So until we get that restored, be able to protect yourself by having something that will stop a bullet reliably. Now I want to talk about this speech case. Just absolutely amazing, this story. A German court calls a synagogue torching an act that was designed to criticize Israel. So see, it's okay. You can shout, you can't shout fire in a crowded theater. That's the classic example, right? They tell us free speech does not mean that you can shout fire in a crowded theater. And yet, in this particular case, this German court says, but setting the place on fire is protected free speech. If you want to protest somebody for being Jewish, okay, it is nothing but anti-Semitism. Let's call it what it is. And actually, Volker Beck, who is a leading Green Party member of parliament in Germany, said the attack on the synagogue was motivated by anti-Semitism. He said, what do Jews in Germany have to do with the Middle East conflict? Every bit as much as Christians, non-religious people, or Muslims in Germany, namely nothing, absolutely nothing. So he says, the German court here says that it was okay to set this synagogue on fire because it was protesting Israeli policy against the vis-a-vis the Palestinians? No. He said these German Jews have nothing to do with that any more than Muslims living in Germany have to do with that policy. He said the ignorance of the judiciary towards anti-Semitism is for many Jews in Germany especially alarming. See, this is the problem with hate speech. The court looks at this and says, oh, this is an issue of hate speech versus free speech. No, it's an issue of arson. It's an issue of arson. The court also noted that the men had consumed alcohol and that there were no injuries to members of the synagogue. So that makes it okay. See, if you're drunk and you do it, it makes it okay. No, it doesn't. It doesn't make it okay if you're drunk. It doesn't make it okay if Israel did something, a foreign government does something, and then to say, well, because Israel did something, now we can punish Jews in this country. And it doesn't make it okay that nobody was hurt. You see, the issue with arson is that you are putting lives at risk, not only the lives of people that might be in the building, the lives of people who might be in adjacent buildings that might catch fire once you set a fire, but you're also putting at risk the lives of the firemen who have to come and put it out. That's why arson is taken so seriously, and it should be taken seriously. But we get back into this thing as to, well, is it hate speech or is it free speech? Whether, no, it's just simply arson. We can't see the real essence, the real crime that is at the root of all this. And then the most amazing thing of it is that this was clearly anti-Semitism, and they give that a pass. And yet, what are we told by Angela Merkel? We've got Chancellor Merkel's government. This is a story from Bloomberg, saying that, of course, Facebook and Twitter are going to get massive fines if they don't crack down on social media for hate speech. Now, this was hate speech that set the synagogue on fire. The German court says that's okay, but they're going to do draconian measures for people on the Internet where nobody's going to get hurt. Absolutely amazing, because that was speech that favors a government policy. So if a government policy is favored, it's not an issue. They're going to let that go. But if they don't like what you're saying because you're critical of refugees, look.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostagard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we were just talking about the amazing positions taken in Germany. I'm just speechless here for a moment looking at what Merkel is doing at the same time, saying we're going to prosecute hate speech on social media. But then you got a German court saying, hey, they set fire to a synagogue. We're going to let these guys go because they were protesting Israeli policies. And as the Green member of parliament said, these people here at the synagogue have absolutely nothing to do with Israeli foreign policy. This is anti-Semitism, clear and simple. It was hate speech, and it was also dangerous arson. Arson is very dangerous, but of course you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, but you can burn the theater down as long as you're protesting Israel, I guess. That's okay, as long as you're doing something political. So now we have, and of course, this is Merkel moving to the next step. We saw a couple of years ago, actually it was about a year and a half ago, September 2015. Remember that hot mic situation between Angela Merkel and Zuckerberg of Facebook? And she was saying, you know, what are you going to do to shut down criticism of refugees? And he says, we're working on it. Well, maybe they're not working on it fast enough or hard enough for Angela Merkel, so now they're going to threaten fines. That'll give them at least justification. So they'll come out and Facebook will say, well, we had to do this because they were going to give us fines, so we're going to shut down your free speech. We're going to shut down speech that the government thinks is dangerous because it criticizes their immigration policy, their open border policy. Take a look at what this lady is saying, this Danish journalist. It's a story on RT today. EU's new tool against political opponents is to link them to Russia. You see, what they want to do, it's not about hate speech. It's really about censoring people who oppose the government, censoring people who oppose globalism. And, of course, the open borders that are represented by bringing in massive numbers of Muslims who then are allowed to set synagogues and churches on fire. And it's okay because they're just protesters, right? They're just exercising their free speech when they cut the heads off of statues at Christian churches. They're just exercising their free speech when they attack people for being Christians, when they attack people for being Jewish. But, of course, the government and the EU is attacking people for being Russian or having links to them if you criticize their policies. And that's the point that this Danish journalist, Iben Thranholm, said. It's a lady. She's been branded as a Russian propagandist. See, that's what our arbiters, our Ministry of Truth, as we've now created and made the State Department with endowing it with $160 million over 2 years. It's going to be our new Ministry of Truth. They're going to identify who the propagandists are and then come after them. And this is what's happening already in the EU. This lady, a Danish journalist, was branded as a Russian propagandist. She was included on an EU blacklist, a blacklist, for comments that she made on immigration policy. And she tells RT that such character assassinations have become the new go-to tactic of Western governments. She explained her reservations about the EU's current migrant policy in an op-ed piece that she penned, and about its inability to properly integrate Muslim migrants into European society. She's also written a piece for RT earlier in which she explained how she said the quote-unquote spiritual vacuum that has been created by Western cultural nihilism. Western cultural nihilism. See, that's what we call in America Hollywood. That is Western cultural nihilism at its core. She says Western cultural nihilism is a core factor behind growing Muslim radicalization within the EU. She says, today it is me who is on the blacklist. Tomorrow it could be a different journalist who has similar views. They claim that I'm damaging, that I'm doing harm to the European Union just for criticizing them. I criticize them for their immigration policy. She said that the way they deal with this is to link the person with Russia. See, this is what's going to happen with the State Department here with their $160 million grant. They're going to link us to Russia if we criticize their policy, just like they're linking Donald Trump to Russia. Or they're going to claim that such close ties between this person and Russia. Then this person is not just trustworthy anymore. It's a kind of character assassination. Exactly. And then she goes on with this meme of Western cultural nihilism. She says, secularism, relativism of values, materialism, and democracy as a new religion, an idolatry that's devoid of a deity, constantly prove that they are feeble and inadequate when facing Islamicism. This is why CAIR doesn't want Franklin Graham to lead a prayer at the Trump inauguration. See, the only way that we're going to fight back against the Hollywood people who, thankfully, are going to be boycotting this. Who needs them? I don't care if they're there. I don't care if these Democrat politicians like John Lewis are there. Who cares if they boycott it? Who cares if the Hollywood people who are destroying our culture, destroying us spiritually, culturally, and in every other way, constitutionally, who cares if these snowflakes show up? You know, they just put out another video where they say, well, we're going to survive this. We thought about this. We went into our safe places, and we're going to survive the Donald Trump presidency. Well, let's hope that your careers don't, because I'm not going to be giving you any money. I could care less about that stuff anymore. One of the things that he's going to have to deal with, of course, is going to be the Republican establishment as well as the Democrat establishment. NPR has an article today, you know, that vow to defund Planned Parenthood. Well, it's easy to say and it's hard to do. So it's easier to kill a baby than it is to kill the funding of killing a baby.
That's the bottom line here. And, of course, the person who's going to be opposing Donald Trump on most of this stuff, he doesn't oppose him, I don't think, on the abortion issue, although Paul Ryan really hasn't done anything, has he, in the wake of the scandals that we saw where they were getting body parts from Planned Parenthood. What did Paul Ryan do? Nothing. And, of course, Paul Ryan is somebody who has always been on the side of open borders, open immigration, and he told some people on Friday, he said, gave assurances, he said, quote, we are not going to pull the rug out from under undocumented immigrants. Let me translate that for you. If you're a foreign citizen, that's what they call undocumented immigrants. If you're a foreign citizen who is here illegally, undocumented immigrant, in other words, you're a foreign citizen here illegally and you're demanding benefits, you're going to get them from Paul Ryan. He's going to make sure that you can stay, that you can get all those benefits. And, of course, DACA for the Dreamers, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and that includes people up to the age of 31, Glenn Beck, you know, these, like I said before, you didn't need to go down to the border and hand out teddy bears to people at 8 years old. You did not have unaccompanied minors making their way across Central America and Mexico and into the United States border at 8 years old. That need, if this people need a teddy bear, they couldn't have made that journey unaccompanied, okay? So the whole thing is a lie. And the fact that they include people up to the age of 31 should tell you something about that. And I'll just say that, you know, the only people that have a dream that is respected anymore, the people who are Americans who have an American dream of owning a home, for example, they're going to lose that American dream of owning their home because they're going to have to pay for the education of any foreign citizen who wants to come here and demand an education at our expense, because most of our property taxes are most go to paying for education. And we're going to have to educate these children in whatever language they choose to be educated in. If they come here from China, we've got to educate them in Chinese. If they come here from Burma, then we've got to educate them in whatever dialect they speak. So it's not enough that they just come here and want to be educated in a foreign language. We've got to have scores of teachers in some of these districts that speak scores of languages to educate these children, because heaven forbid that we would ever want to educate them in English. Because we don't want them to assimilate. That would defeat the whole purpose of open borders if everybody were to come together with a common language. No, we want a Tower of Babel country. We want to divide people. We want to keep them divided. And we want to bring in a replacement population to replace this culture. Now, in other issues, we also see Ryan gearing up to oppose Donald Trump. Here's one. Donald Trump says he wants a Buy America foreign policy. He says, my administration will follow two simple rules. We will buy American and hire Americans, right? We're going to do it, said Donald Trump. He said that with his thank you tour rallies in December. But at the same time, we've got people like Paul Ryan saying, no, we're not going to do that. And the very first thing that they did was in an infrastructure bill that had a Buy American clause in it. They shut that down. They shut that down, and a Democrat senator called him on it. She said their position against Buy America is at stark odds with the president-elect, who has repeatedly pledged two rules for rebuilding the nation's infrastructure, Buy American and Hire American, and they're not doing it. That's Paul Ryan, the same guy who says that a ban on lobbying would be bad. We don't want to stop lobbyists, okay? That would be dangerous to the political establishment. This is the guy that is going to be the chief opposition to Donald Trump, Paul Ryan. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Alex Jones. He has a special report right after the break.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new 4-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Finally today, I want to just talk about the climate we're all living in. People ask me continually, Alex, are you for real? Do you really get this excited? How do you do it without drugs? Why do you have so much energy? And the answer is, I'm passionate. Now, I do tend to sometimes let myself get impassioned because I genuinely feel that way, but I, as I've described it, let the dog off the leash and blow up on air or engage in one of the rants that are so popular. For what reason, I'm not sure sometimes. But I guess in a nation of people that are unconscious and basically suffering from a form of zombiosis, it's effective, so we can't argue with it. But lately, I've been so excited that even though I'm sitting here at a desk with a list of notes in front of me, and I've eloquently thought all this out in my mind, I quite frankly cannot help but start hyperventilating when I try to talk about just how huge and positive these developments are. It is such a big deal that after 50 years of the global government project being built in stealth and the elites denying it, that patriots like Red Beckman, 50-something years ago, and Ronald Reagan, for that matter, and people like Barry Goldwater, that fought so hard to expose what was going on and to speak out and got laughed at and got bullied and got demonized by the mainstream media, back when there was basically no broadcast media, radio or TV, to challenge them, only underground newsletters and books. So imagine, the nightly news back then had like 20 million viewers per channel. So you're talking about 20, 50, 60, 100 million people watching mainstream news and lies every night versus Barry Goldwater writing a couple books. I mean, it was really, really, really hard to counter them. But by the mid-1970s, there were books out there like None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, whose son now runs Politico. What a disgrace, how he's turned his back on America, but that's a side issue, that sold over 10 million copies. Some say it's like 20 million now, but it was confirmed 10 million back in the 70s. And just the fact that, sure, they had 5, 6, 7 times the viewers every night of what that one book did in a few years, but because the truth was so strong and exposed the entire blueprint of the operation, that book is what they call evergreen and has sent shockwaves, ripples throughout the pond that are now devastating the New World Order. And now think about what the globalists have to face, where we have tens of millions of visitors to InfoWars every day, when we have tens of millions of people that tune in conservatively every week, tens of millions that watch us on YouTube every week alone. Again, that's not bragging. That's telling you the success we've all had together, and now global government is collapsing. They're having to admit it's global government. See, I'm getting chills right now. They're having to admit the communist Chinese are at the heart of it and that a deal was made with them in the 70s to take over the planet. And they're having to lecture us and threaten us, and it's in the news that, oh my gosh, Hollywood's scared that Trump won't let the communist Chinese buy all 6 controlling interests in the production companies. Of course you shouldn't do that. China won't even let most of our films into China. Now we're going to let our media be controlled by them? And you know, Hollywood's so traitorous and so treacherous, and it's already been an enemy of this country. It's already been working for the globalists for so long. Part of me just says, fine, be communist Chinese run. You'll make yourselves only that much more illegitimate, and no one will listen to you. In fact, I want to tell Trump, it's a free market. Let the foreign communist dirtbag state come in and take over Hollywood, fine. But don't let them sit there in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, as they've done the last few months, and lecture us how, quote, fake populist news has to be shut down. Coming from mass murderers, the biggest in history, what a sick joke. You go right to hell, you dirty commies. You want to come buy filthy anti-American Hollywood up? Good. It's perfect for you. You take that disease on to yourself. Oh, but that's the thing. They won't let all the anti-family, pro-homosexual stuff in Hollywood propaganda into China. Look it up. They execute gays in China. So see, they see Hollywood as so toxic, the communist Chinese won't even let their garbage into their country. So in a way, Hollywood's so bad, maybe the biggest mass murderers in history will reform you. That's how sick you are. See, when you really try to look at all the angles of this, it just makes your head spin, doesn't it? The point is, that's how discredited and collapsing and failing L.A. is that now its savior is the demonic communist Chinese. So again, why do I get so excited? Why do I start hyperventilating? Because we're having devastating victories coming a lot quicker than I even thought they would. This is such a beautiful time to be alive. But then I want to use one case point example, and I'm going to leave the end of this today, but I've done such a great job today. Okay? You've got this Congressman Lewis that came out, and his claim to fame was in Selma, Alabama in 1960-something, a state trooper split his head open. And so when he attacks Trump and says Trump is illegitimate and shouldn't be president and is a Russian spy, I mean, those are fighting words. People magazine, CNN, all of them came out with the headline, Trump attacks civil rights icon. And you go read, you think he put on a KKK hat and went and burned down a church. And that you got, in these articles, you got to read down to the middle of them to even find out that this guy attacks Trump, goes on these TV shows and says that he's basically a Russian agent with no proof. I mean, you tell me that to my face, I'm going to get really angry. I mean, those are fighting words, folks. I'm sick of this crap. He literally slaps Trump upside the head with a metal gauntlet. Trump politely says, I need your help trying to get jobs to black communities. Will you please stop it? I want to work with you. That is super high road. And then the media transmutes it into the lie that he hates a guy because he's black. Well, let me tell that guy something. Let me pull the article up right here. I'm going to pull it up right now. Got them on the road. It takes a while to pull these up. Here it is. People Magazine. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a worse headline than I said. It's always worse than I say. Cowardly Donald Trump faces backlash for attacking legendary civil rights leader John Lewis. I looked into John Lewis. You know who John Lewis has bought and paid for? Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. The same crews as usual that want to turn us all into a bunch of poor renters. He's anti-gun. But he supports all of Obama's wars. The guy is a dirtbag. Let me tell you something. The fact that you got your head split hijacking a civil rights movement that Martin Luther King started and try to turn yourself into some type of hero is a joke. Doesn't cover for your warmongering. Doesn't cover for your turning your people into a bunch of debt slaves that live on a government plantation. It doesn't cover for the fact that you're a limousine liberal, disgusting, race-baiting pimp. But it gets worse, doesn't it? It gets worse. John Lewis. You go along with the media and you cowardly attack someone, and now Lewis has been back in the news attacking Trump for responding back to him. Since when in which world does somebody call you a foreign agent and then you're not allowed to even respond back to him? You know, let me tell you something. I was, for no reason, body slammed by a state wrestling champion who happened to be black when I was 15 years old, and it created a subdermal hematoma and put me in the hospital and split my head open with a 7-inch huge gash with blood spraying everywhere. Do they put me on the news and say he was attacked by a racist black man? Imagine if 50 years later I was walking around going, no one can criticize me, a black person split my head open, a black person split my head open. I mean, this is such a... Oh, you know what? I've had black people split open both my eyebrows. Of course, I've also fought white guys and Hispanics. I grew up in Dallas. It was rough. But the point is, since when do you run around? I've had the police ram my head when I got arrested in Austin. It wasn't the police. It was a jail guard into the wall to put a huge bruise on me. It's a little redheaded jail guard. I mean, do I run around saying the whites are all racist because that happened? This is the craziest crap. Since when did this guy die and go to heaven as this invincible person no one can criticize because the state police hit him in the head with a baton in 1960, whatever it is? I mean, this is crazy. And I'm so sick of it. This traitorous dinosaur is criticizing our populist champion, Trump, and making up crap about him, and then won't even take criticism back. That makes me want to throw up. You can dish it out, but you can't take it. I think Trump wasn't hard enough on you, scumbag. You're nothing but a race pimp who's destroyed his own people. Why don't you say something about how half the black people are aborted? Oh, I know. You wouldn't get that Margaret Sanger money anymore, would you? You're nothing but a vampire feeding on your own people, and you make me sick. And you should join Trump trying to bring jobs and factories into black areas, scumbag. Now back to David and I, the conclusion of this worldwide transmission. No matter what they do, the giant's rising. No matter what they do, they're not going to stop the signal of human liberty empowering all. I don't care what color you are, the sleeping giant is rising.
That's it for today's broadcast. Join us tomorrow at 11 Central. And we're going to have more on the Alex Jones Show. You can see it on internet as well as catch it on your local radio station. That's it for today's broadcast.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.